Alaska Airlines is doing better than its competitors, but it's still a tough market for air carriers. That's the word from Bill McKay, the airline's senior vice president for Alaska, who visited Sitka yesterday. He gave an update on the company's economic health and his concerns for the future. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
McKay told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce that Alaska Airlines is one of only two major U.S. carriers not to have filed for bankruptcy. But, he adds, in this economy, nobody is exactly flush with money.
I went up to, Andrew, Susan and I went to Southeast Conference in Haines and made a presentation. And I said, well, you know, how should I describe our overall financial health? And he said, well, tell them we're top dog on the trash heap.
Of the last 4 years, only 2007 brought a profit for the Seattle-based airline. Last year, in 2008, the company lost about $136 million, but that was also the year that the price of oil pushed above $130 a barrel. McKay says he's optimistic about the future, but also concerned about dipping tourism traffic. And he acknowledged that Sitka has shared in the squeeze with the rest of Southeast Alaska. Fewer people coming in on cruises, fewer lodge guests, and the expectation of a big drop in cruise traffic next year. Alaska Airlines would like to get back to expanding its services at a rate of about 10% a year, McKay said. But he also says not to expect the airline to do too much expansion in the next 2 years.
Where we've pulled back some of our lower float 48 flying, principally in Mexico and so forth, and added some of this new business to Texas and in Atlanta, you may see us add a couple of frequencies there. But by and large, I think we'll be reasonably flat over at least the next year, if not the next 2 years.
After the luncheon, McKay said that when times are tough, the first step is to offer discounts and deals before changing the schedule or raising fares.
You know, we really would rather not do either one. I mean, to cut a schedule, particularly in Southeast, where, you know, it's all so interdependent on the stop before or the stop, you know, beyond, that's the last thing we'd like to do. And we don't want to raise airfares either, so to the degree we're going to be able to stimulate, you know, additional travel, that's where we'll try to go first.
What happens next could very well depend on the company's third quarter results, which are set to be announced on October 22nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.